छाया छा मुने मुने महामुने सोहा छाया छा मुने मुने महामुने सोहा छाया मुने मुने महामुने सोहा।
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Teata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse bekanse raja samugate soha Teata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse bekanse raja samugate soha Teata om bekanse bekanse Maha bekanse bekanse rasa samudgate soha Teata om bekanse bekanse Maha bekanse bekanse rasa samudgate soha Teata om bekanse bekanse Maha bekanse bekanse rasa samudgate soha Teata om bekanse bekanse Maha bekanse bekanse Raja samugate soha Teata om bekanse bekanse Maha bekanse bekanse Raja samugate soha.
And now the four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And now on page 37, we'll recite Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tower's mantra 7 times.
Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Taritu Tariture Soha, 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 Om Taritu Tariture Soha.
And the children can go to their classes now.
Okay, thank you, Donna. And now in a daring break with tradition, we're going to have the announcements at the beginning rather than at the end, if there are any today. Jill?
We don't need to record it, but it's just the new Q&A.
Yeah, she got it here.
After?
Really?
Oh, good.
Okay. So turn to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll say the four immeasurables three times in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry for the confusions. Yeah. So please, would you mind taking a few minutes to introduce yourself to each other, please? A few minutes. So then after that, today we have discussion. Yeah. No need to ring the bell. Very good. Thank you. Maybe from now on, every third Sunday, so we will have discussion group, you know, rather than just me just blah, 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 blah all the time. So maybe we have a discussion group, so then you can share your... Today, so last few Sundays, we are talking about... I'm kind of explaining the importance of compassion. Why compassion? Why kind? Why be kind? Why be more compassionate? Of course, you know, the... Based on religion tradition, you can learn very much, you know, information or how to develop, why one should develop compassion. So now, just set aside the religion part, just think of a practical level. As a human. What happens if you be kind? What happens? Is this good for you or is it bad for you? The question is it good for you, is it bad for you? Yeah, you answer, you know. So no need to read a religious book. Just based on day-to-day life experience. Do you feel much better when you meet someone who's nice or kind? Or someone who's very critical, mean, pessimistic? Also ask your pet. Do you want them to be around with somebody who's always angry? Oh, so that's why it's good for your health, good for your mind. It brings you happiness. That's why. Then, of course, from the religious point of view, that's the reason. Me, Tibetan, American, every one of us. What are we looking for? We are looking for happiness. That's all we do. Doesn't matter whether you consider yourself a Buddhist, believer, non-believer, atheist. Like every breathing living being looking for happiness every single second. That's the fact. And nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. So now based on that fact, then we need to think what we should do. If you become more kind, you'll have more friends. If you become more mean, more critical, more judgmental, you'll have more friends. Based on that. So then what happened? The teachings, they go quite deep why we should develop universal compassion. Otherwise, maybe our understanding of, you know, like a problem, it doesn't go very deep. In our understanding of problem, somebody who is like physical problem, maybe going through some kind of mental difficulties, or maybe has a financial difficulties, that's all the problem. There is maybe problem go much deeper than that. Maybe complication or go much deeper than that. You can't judge all somebody's like have money, dress well, looks healthy, doesn't mean that person doesn't deserve compassion. If you think like that, oh, that person doesn't deserve compassion, that person deserves my jealousy, my anger, so then, yeah, you can say universal compassion, one world, one dream. The question is, how to develop? Universal compassion is not the things that you buy. There is something that you develop. Each and every person develops. It's not something you go to the supermarket, somebody sells. It's not like that. Now the question is, why I should care? Why should I should care? Oh, he's not Tibetan. He don't share the same culture, same tradition, same language I speak. Why I care about him or her? Just seems like there's no connection. Yeah, there is connections. When you read the teaching, they say there's connection, not just connection, there's very deep connections. So now just think of a practical level. We remember our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents. So then how many do you remember? How many? Does that mean nothing happened before that? That's not fair. No, you remember your parents, your great parents in the development country, you set the record. So far you remember more. Other development countries, there's no record. You remember from parents, grandparents, that's pretty much it. Here, how many generations people remember? How many generations? Like 6, 7? So then what happened after the 7? Did nothing happen? It's just... That's the question that needs to answer somehow, that needs to be answered. That means there's nothing happened before that. So nowadays, you know, so we have discovered what we call the DNA test. Then you kind of surprise, oh, part of me is from this and that. And according to Buddhist teaching, it's not surprise, it's not new. It's been there 2,500 years ago, but there's no machine to create, to prove there's connections, but there's connections. Connections almost like, you know, between like mother and child. That's why when we recite the four images of a prayer, prayers, may all sentient beings kind of like guides you. No, don't think there's no connection. There is connections. At least within the human, there's connection. You need to start from somewhere. Or you could from talk about scientific point of view, like genes. So now that's the question leads back to how many generations you remember. What happens? Then that is the foundations, understanding every single person's looking for happiness. Nobody looking for sufferings, problems. So that's the one foundation to develop universal compassion. Yeah, you like to be around with nice people. How's about them? Do they like to be around nice people? If yes, if both of you become nice, what will happen? It will create wonderful, beautiful atmospheres. Everybody enjoys. If one person tries to take advantage of another person, based on like, it's based on some thought that rise. So then, you know, we all our life greatly influenced by actions that are driven by our thought, powered by our thought. That's why people don't feel safe, people don't feel secure, people don't feel to be welcome. There's all kinds of problems, primarily driven by thought. That's like disturbing thought. The action that powered by disturbing thought. It's not like, you know, like, oh, you may think, oh, everybody become Buddhist, then you solve the problem. No. No. If everybody develop compassion, that will solve the problems. That's definite. If everybody become Buddhist, doesn't guarantee it will solve the problems. What do you think, Damasi? Huh? So that means Dharma still has free on problems? No. So what people need to think about is how to embrace kindness, compassion, loving heart, warm heart. That brings people together. Wherever you go, I do travel quite a lot, wherever you go, if you be nice to somebody without knowing what they believe, what you believe, they know what you believe, you don't know what they believe, they become friendly. Because you be nice to them, so there's a human. So they're being nice to you. So you know that's a human nature, fundamental human nature. So the based on that not necessarily based on religious belief, you know, based on fact. So I would like you to have discussions and then whatever how to each and every one of you have responsibility, including myself. We all have responsibility to how to make this world a better place, people to better place to live. Without interfering what you believe, what you eat, what you do. What's the matter? Doesn't matter. Does it really matter? It really doesn't matter. Why you fight? Simply because that person is not Buddhist, you fight. That is most nonsense things, most ridiculous things, you know. So, anyway, so actions that influence our life. Our actions influence our life. If we act kindly, compassionately, warmingly, this life will become simpler, happier. If something goes on, when this breath ceases, who knows? Well, according to religious view, yeah, the life will continue. Nothing to worry. It's going to be something wonderful. Because you're living life happily. It means living at least restraining, harming someone. That this is not able to benefit them, at least you're restraining yourself, harming them. Why? Practically every single one of us looking for happiness. That's why. Nobody deserves to be loved, care. Why? They are looking for happiness. That's why. Oh. I think that's right from the beginning. That knowledge needs to be there. If you don't believe, please go around, ask each and every person, ask. Do you want to be around a nice person? Do you want to be like to say something nice? Do you like to see smiley people? Don't ask, do you like to be around a Buddhist? Don't ask that. Ask that each person what they say. It's hard to believe that someone will say, oh, I like to be with an angry person. That's hard to believe. So I like to be around the person who's miserable. I don't have to believe. That shows something. That shows nobody wants to be around with, you know. So that's the fact. So based on that, so now, some people may say, oh, compassion is weakness. No, no, that's strength. The strength, eventually they give you so much strength. More you think of more material compassion give you so much strength that you are willing to live in the fire pit. Eons. Not talking 1 minute, 1 second. Eons. Just to benefit one breathing living being. Just one breathing living being. You get that much strength. Am I making sense? You are willing to, happily willing to live in fire pits. Not under the sun. Fire pit. Eons. Just to make one breathing living being. Not talking about 100, 20, 30. Just one breathing living being. Make that being happy. Could be your dog. Could be your cat. Could be your husband. Could be your wife. Could be your child. Anything. Sinjere, Senje, breathing, living beings. Senje, is one. Chiya, namnebe, menakaba, jazu, negre, ninje, michos. The compassion doesn't get weak, it becomes stronger. That you have that much strength, willing to leap the fire pits, eons, just to make one being happy. Can you imagine that? Not just that, your compassion doesn't get weak, it becomes more powerful. Your compassion will boost. Boost? Goal, fully enlightenment, freedom from all this disturbing thought. That's what I want. I want Jill to be free from all the disturbing thought. I want Jill to be reach the highest level of happiness. Every breathing, living being, not just Jill, that's what I'm thinking every day. I want them to reach highest level of happiness, free from all the disturbing thought, for good. Free from anger, free from attachment, free from jealousy, free from pride, all of that. Their life be forever happy, because they have no disturbing thought. So just know, that's the only way you can challenge anger is the mind, is the thought. When you develop compassion, that's the only way to challenge anger. How is it? Prejudice? You know, so very unfortunate. People fight from all people fight, country fight, people fight based on belief, based on tradition, based on culture, based on race, not knowing. There's no way to solve the problem. Why? Because everybody looking for happiness, that's why. Every single person looking for happiness every single second. That's why being mean, being prejudiced, looking down, that will not solve the problems. Why? Because nobody's looking for problems. That's why. If everybody's looking for problems, you create more problems, that will solve. That's why everybody looking for happiness. Oh. So that's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. So there's so much you can say. So much you can say. But practically that importance of maybe discussion. Every third Sunday of the month we'll have discussions. And I very much hope that you will contribute, because each and every one of us has responsibility to create the better world. Don't just think, oh, that person has responsibility. I don't have responsibility. No. Each and every one of us have responsibility. So now, what is the best way to approach, best way to explain? Maybe this book is not the best way to explain. Maybe we are living in 21st centuries, or like, you can't just talk based on belief. No, you can't just ask people to believe, because people think. That's the good things. People question, that's good things. And it has to make sense. Why? So that's why I think discussion. Maybe the point is to individual power of individual compassion, power of individual kindness, warm heart, that creates, that guarantees, that creates peaceful world, happier world. You could do that based on your religious practice. Will tremendously help if you are a religious person. It will help if you put into practice. It guides you. It kind of reminds you every single day importance of, you know. So then, you know, you feel like your life has some meaning. Your presence in this, on this earth has some meaning, some purpose. Then you feel like life worth living. Life is worth living. Because things that you are experiencing, things you are thinking, is like contribution for the better world. Oh. So then, you know, you feel like life has purpose, life has meaning to live. It has no meaning to live. Then slowly you realize, oh, this life is precious. This life is precious. There's so much you can do. Simply having this life, lack of this life, how long it takes to learn just one word? Just one word. When the bird starts to say one word, it's wow. Even whole sentence, people blow up their mind. The bird starts to say whole sentence. For us, we can learn like minute. Like that. So like other creatures, they take long, long time. Probably, I'm not sure how many stick they use. Any stick? Probably teach them, you know. So that's what I would like to request you. So please think secular way how to explain people importance of compassionate life, kind life. What it means being kind, is that good for you or is it bad for you? Or being angry, being prejudiced, being judgmental, is that good for you, bad for you? If it's bad for you, why you do? If it's good for you, why you don't do? So I will welcome you to sit here, you could say the same thing. But unfortunately, I'm the one now sitting here. Not with full excitement, but that's my job here. So, last 20 years, you know. So I did study Buddhism almost 35 years back in the monastery. Yeah, that's why if I welcome you here, for you will not come here to sit. So thereby the discussion group, then please talk. What is the secular way to explain importance of kindness, loving kindness, compassion, warm hearted? Kadamba said that we are not looking to convert people into Buddhism. That's not our goal. What we are hoping, yeah, if somebody wants to become Buddhist, you know, I sometimes perform ritual ceremony based on people's request. I never ask, okay, look for how many people you can convert. I've been here 20 years, almost now 21 years, never said one word. Not going to say, like, I'm not sure how long I'll be here. The goal is, if people become kinder, warmer, more compassionate, coming to this center, is serving or kind of contributing something for better world. That's the goal. That is the goal. I never ever thought or asked anybody last 20 years, how come you are still not Buddhist? I've seen you at the Kadamba Center almost now 10 years. How come you never took refuge? I never ever asked. You ask people. Never. There's no goal. I believe practically not everybody will become Buddhist. Not everybody will become Christian. There are people who remain as atheists. Fine. You know, so that's the fact. Then why you put so much energy? It's not going to work. So just leave them alone. So then, talk, importance of compassion, kindness, loving kindness, compassion. Talk about that, and discuss what they say. Do anybody like argue? They know being kind is not a good thing, so being mean is better. It's hard to believe somebody say. Okay, yeah. So without taking my time, the police, if you don't mind, to maybe contribute, okay, how to explain those things in secular way. Secular way. I, as a Buddhist monk, I firmly believe my actions determine my life. If something goes on, my action determines. Well, that's what I firmly believe. And what do you think about? That's what I really believe. So that's why the Buddha said in the very beginning, when Buddha said that word, but there's a lot of monks and nuns, he said all the monks and nuns, all the scholars, when you buy a gold, what you do in order to find the pure gold, you cut them, you burn them, you rub the hard surface, make sure there's not any mixed. That's how you find the pure gold. Because you are putting a lot of money. So make sure you find the pure gold. You do the similar to my teachings. Now our chai is, once you find there's something pure, accept. Now I say, kuichi means very important last word, ku, respect, or belief. Don't accept my word out of respect or belief. Down the road is not good. Your mind will start to ask questions. Better ask in the beginning, before you accept, analyze, thorough analysis. Similar way you buy a gold. If you need to cut, you cut. If you need to burn, you burn. If you need to rub on a hard surface, you do that. Once you find, so, then you accept. Better for the Buddha, better for you down the road. Nobody to blame. You don't blame yourself because you did thorough analysis. You can't blame Buddha because Buddha did not ask you to believe. So that's the best. That approach is best for everything. That approach is best for everything. You know, not just beliefs. So give us full freedom to analyze. Could say very proudly, tell people to analyze. Question. You could say very proudly. Because you are given full freedom to do that. So, that means we all have this marvelous brain that can analyze and can go very deep and experience something. Because we, each one of us has this brain able to think. So, then based on that, please, you know, maybe, sorry, I'm going to stop saying, but I'll just continue. So, that is the goal of Kadamba Center, that's the goal of these institutions. To provide better person, to not provide, like, no, to do here, come here to discuss. Mentally, what we can do to improve our life, our quality of our life, and health based on our thought, healthy mind, then may produce healthy body. What healthy mind really means, that's what we're learning here. So then, each and every one of you contributed so much last 20 years to able to, you know, get this facilities. And there's so much. Each time when I walk in, very person who donated this whole floor, lady, probably came here two or three times. Not more than that. The whole floor here donated by one of my friend lady. Now she's gone. So I think about her every single time when I come here, when I walk into this floor, I think about her. So, not just donate that very happily, did that very happily. So, that's what I'm saying. Each and every person contributed so much to make these institutions available, facility available for us, for free of charge. So, then, you know, appreciation, credit goes each and every one of you who comes. Therefore, I said, some of you think, oh, this is Gishikin Center. This is not my center. This is our center. This doesn't belong to me. I only come here to teach. I don't know how much center has, how much money center has. I have no idea. The board managed all the, everything. I just come here to teach. I don't like, or keep, I have the record. I'm not an accountant. So I have no clue. So that was better. So I come here to teach, that's all. You know, I don't intervene. This is all run by group of volunteers, you know, so. So last 20 years we did good job. Just please rejoice, we did good job. You know, so people come here, people feel good. Or people are learning something. This is the contribution of each and every one of us, not just me, every one of us. Christ God, each and every one of us. So, then also, of course, to this camp too. Makes a lot of people happy, everyone, you know. So now, please, I'll stop here, so then have maybe divided group. So importance of compassion, loving kindness, and warm heart. Do you mind?
No.
No. The democracy is better. So I think every that way it gives me some break. Maybe every the third week of every month we will have a discussion group, so you can share experience. You know, so then please report to Donasi or somebody else. Maybe you can use next time when we somebody teach, you can use. You know. Everybody has something to contribute. So I learn all the time. I learn through Q&A. I learn all the time. I learned a great deal of things when I was in California last month, 2 months ago. Yeah, the discussion is always good. Okay. So it's a request, not order. If you don't mind. Yeah, divide the group.
Okay, if we'll... We'll say our dedication prayers now. And we'll turn to page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll say the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, as like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Worlds, tear-born lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue one lotus, water-born in hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire, direction, and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by thee, O Lord, Chakra, Agni, Brahma, Marut, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpse chasers, Kandavis, Yakshas, her tray and pay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to Ray, very dreadful, destroyer of Mars champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown around emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with tutare, subjugating Mars Devas. Homage he able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments most shining, Amitava in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she midwreath ablaze like the unending fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen so high, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing false bodies asunder, trees with human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, Turi with seed letter of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Amit holding in her hand the hair mark moon of Deva Lake form, with her spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Amit she whom gods and their kings and the Kinnaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Amit she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, destroys hosts of spirits, yakshas, and raise corpses supreme Ture. These praises with root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, we grant that all fearlessness will perfectly pacify all negativities and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And now on page 246, we'll do the dedication prayer from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And I will flip back one page to 244, and we'll say the short long life prayers for His Holiness, for Gyume Khyentse Rinpoche, and for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who service the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now we'll say seven green taras mantras for the long, happy, healthy lives of our precious teachers, Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sangpo. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Okay. When I said earlier we were doing the announcements before the teachings, I lied. This is for Patty. I'll make a presentation to Patty. This is just a brief presentation. Even though we have a wonderful center manager and office administrator, Kadampa Center is a volunteer organization, and everything that happens here happens through the works of volunteers. And we look at the number of people behind the scenes who are contributing. It's just amazing. And today we wanted to recognize one person in particular. That's Patty Pandya, who has been behind the scenes working on our communication, our website, our media presence, and just getting things standardized and getting the terminology right. So, Patty, if you can come up, we have just a very brief, I guess I'll give you a kata and a very little card. So thank you very much, Patty.